Well, I'm sitting here today. What's the date today?
27.
I'm sitting here at Garden City. It's always going to be Garden City Arena to me because that's what I grew up in, but now it's called the Jack or whatever. But so I'm sitting here at the Jack or Garden City Arena, November 27th, 2021. And I brought a few things with me. I brought St. Catherine's Saints. It's a pennant. And the St. Catherine's Saints are an AHL team. They played here for two or three years, probably three, I think. And they were the farm team to the Toronto Maple Leafs. So they came here, I believe, in the 80s. And they played here two or three years. And they were the farm team, AHL team, to the Toronto Maple Leafs. And then from here, they left and went to Newmarket. Then they went to out west to St. John's. And now they're back in Toronto. And they're called the Marlies, the AHL team or whatever. But the Toronto Maple Leafs farm team, AHL, was actually here for three, and they were called the Saints. And there's a pennant that I brought from the two or three years that the AHL team was here. So that's that. And then here's an ice dog. I brought it. The ice dog's only, I don't know how many years the ice dogs played here for. They're over at the brand new arena, the Meridian Center. But they played here, and this probably isn't that important to, well, I mean, it doesn't mean much to me because it's more about the Junior B team, the Falcons, which I brought some stuff. But there's an ice dog hat in case, you know, they want something to do with the ice dog, which, anyways, this is the most important thing to me. Growing up here in St. Catharines, we had a Junior B team here from the 70s to the present day, so almost 50 years of Junior B hockey, and the Falcons have had a great team for just about every year. And as a Falcon fan, at the end of the year, they have this thing called the Golden Horseshoe Championship, which is just your local division. But after that, then they go on to this thing called the All-Ontario Championship. And as a Falcon fan, you're not satisfied with the Golden Horseshoe Championship. You want the All-Ontario Championship. So the Falcons have been here for almost 50 years, I guess. And they've been to the, it's called the Sutherland Cup, the All-Ontario Championship. Oh, geez, probably, I don't know, 15, 20 times over the 50 years or whatever. And they've come close so many times of winning the All-Ontario Championship, but they only won it once in 2011, 2012. So what I brought with me is, this is an official, after the players won the All-Ontario Championship, this is the hat that they won for the Sutherland Cup. I brought that with me. And this is just something I made up because I was a fan or whatever. And I was so happy they won the Golden Horseshoe Championship that I took in means that I just made one for myself. That what I got here, it's a T-shirt or whatever. And it says Falcon Fever on it. And it has the Sutherland Cup little flyer that they were giving out for the games. And I got it signed by a couple of players after they won the championship. And then on the front, it's got a picture. It's got Sutherland Cup, the Falcons logo, champions 2011, 2012. So almost 50 years, they only won one Sutherland Cup. But as a Falcon fan, you want them to win a Sutherland Cup every year at the beginning of this season. If they don't win a Sutherland Cup, you're not happy as a Falcon fan because they just got this reputation of being one of the best teams in Northern Ontario, it's not easy to win a Sutherland Cup, obviously, because they've only won one, but the day they won the Sutherland Cup, I was here that night, and I tell you, it was like something was lifted off my shoulders, because they come close so many times. It was like the Leafs won the Stanley Cup or something. It was just a great vibe, you know what I'm saying, and hopefully they win more Sutherland Cups in the future. This place will be missed. There's a lot of memories here at the Jack, or at Garden City Arena, as I'm always going to call it, but the Falcons are probably the main reason why more than anything why I'm here, because they're more most of my heart at this arena here. And I got a Junior B jacket here, Falcon jacket, so that's basically my story. It's more about the Falcons, and I brought a pennant for the Saints and ice dog hat, it's not so much about the ice dogs, it's more about the Falcons and just telling the Falcon story. I got some stories to tell you that, I remember my earliest memories of here coming with my dad in the mid-70s, I guess, and there was this player called Welly Plett, and he went on to play in the NHL, And that's my earliest memory of a Falcon. And Brian Bellows, you got hanging up here in the arena. He played one season with the Falcons. He went on to play with the Minnesota North Stars at St. Catharines. I actually went to school with Brian Bellows at Grantham High School. And it was cool watching him that year. They didn't win the Sutherland Cup that year. And I believe they had a strike at the end of the season that year where they closed this arena in the playoffs. And they had Falcons had to go up to Thorold and finish their Junior B playoffs. They lost to the Welland Cougars up at the Thorold Arena because they had a strike here, which was, you know, kind of sad when this place had to close when the playoffs were on. They didn't get past Welland up there, but it was a good vibe or whatever. The place was packed every day. So I guess the Falcon fans, they followed their team well. They left this place, but they went up to Thorold to finish their season that one year. Anyway, it's like I say, I'm here more for the Falcon stories, and that's my heart or whatever. One last thing or whatever. Oh, geez, I don't know what year it was, but Brian Adams, he actually played in this building in probably the 90s, I think. And Lindy Vigilanza, she's a model or whatever. She's from St. Catharines, and it was a benefit concert or something. And Brian Adams actually played in this building, and I bought a ticket, and it was cool to see. You know, I've seen Brian Adams a couple times over my many concert days or whatever, but to see him right here. And Brian Adams is... he hasn't played the Meridian Center yet, but Brian Adams actually played another benefit concert here on 3rd Avenue at a church or whatever. So Brian Adams has been in St. Catharines a couple times, but I'm sure he's going to eventually, maybe, wait a minute, did Brian Adams actually, Brian Adams actually did play the Meridian Center, sorry about that. So Brian Adams has played here in St. Catharines at the Meridian, he's been here at the Jack back, I don't know, some 20 years ago or so, but he's also played the Meridian Center. And anyways, that's my Brian Adams stories. It was cool to see him here in this building or whatever. Anyway, so I think I basically said everything there is to say, and thanks for letting me do this interview.
I just have one question. The strike that you mentioned, what was that for? Like, what kind of strike?
The city of St. Catharines, the employees or whatever, you know, that clean the ice and everything. And so they went on strike, the city of St. Catharines and the Zamboni drivers and everything. So this place was closed. I don't know how long the strike was for. I don't know if it was for a week or a month. All I know is it took a full series or whatever. They had to play at least, well, once they lost, after they lost in the Thorold Arena, the Welland Cougars, that was the end of their season. So after that, if they would have kept playing, maybe the strike would have, because they got beat out by Welland. Welland continued to go on. They never won the Southern Cup that year, I don't think. No, I don't think they did. But, who knows how long that strike went on. Maybe Falcons could have came back. Who knows? But anyway, so that was kind of cool, I guess. I mean, sad, cool, whatever, you know. But, okay, so thank you very much for letting me do this interview.